Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight, the breaking news, the warning from President Biden to Israel. Protect civilians in Gaza or risk future support from the U.S.
Is the White House warning that it may remove military aid?
There are too many civilians being killed. The risk to aid workers is unacceptable.
The tense half-hour phone call with Prime Minister Netanyahu as we hear from the family of an American aid worker killed in that convoy attack.
If it was a terrible mistake, then the Israeli military is extremely incompetent.
The CBS Evening News starts now. Good evening, I'm Nora O'Donnell, and thank you for being with us. We have new reporting on that blunt message President Biden delivered directly to Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that could mark a turning point in the six-month-long conflict. But we want to begin tonight with some breaking news here at home. One person is dead and three others injured after part of a large construction crane broke away from its platform and then hit a car on a bridge in Fort Lauderdale. First responders rushed to the scene, and CBS's Joan Murray is there.
Officials say the collapse happened around 4:30 this afternoon during rush hour in downtown Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Got a crane that collapsed on top of the bridge. One vehicle involved.
A platform supporting a crane failed, causing a large piece to tumble onto a bridge below.
Unfortunately, one of the workers had fallen with the load off of the side of the building and succumbed to those injuries.
Two people in cars on the bridge were hurt and taken to the hospital. They are in stable condition.
To think that no one that was on the ground was injured is unbelievable. This could have been a whole lot worse.
And the part of the crane that fell on the bridge left a hole, Nora, and it will be up to structural engineers to fix it. It will be closed until then. Nora?
Wow, it could have been much worse, as you said. Joan Murray, thank you so much for being there. Now to tonight's other top story, with President Biden confronting Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, saying the humanitarian situation in Gaza is unacceptable and underscores the need for an immediate ceasefire. It was the first time that the two leaders have spoken since the Israeli military killed 7 humanitarian workers from the World Central Kitchen in a targeted attack. The president used the time with the prime minister to announce that within days, Israel's plans to protect the lives of innocent men, women, children must happen. Those plans must be announced. Many aid groups have paused their missions in the region because of the growing dangers to its workers, leading to fears of starvation. The UN is warning that half the population is already suffering from catastrophic hunger. CBS's Nancy Cordes will start us off tonight from the White House.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken issued a new but vaguely worded warning for Israel today.
If we don't see the changes that we need to see, there'll be changes in our own policy.
President Biden delivered a similar message in a direct 30-minute phone call with Israel's prime minister. He made clear, the White House said, that U.S. policy with respect to Gaza hinges on Israel's immediate action to better protect civilians.
What exactly is the warning that's being issued here?
I'm not going to preview steps. I'm not going to preview decisions that haven't been made yet, but there are things that need to be done.
The warning comes as a growing number of Democratic senators push the White House to impose new conditions on military aid to Israel after the deaths of an estimated 30,000 Palestinians and roughly 200 humanitarian workers. The seven workers from World Central Kitchen were driving in a safe zone in marked vehicles and had registered their movements with the Israeli military. But they were targeted by missiles anyway in what the Israelis say was a mistake. Vermont Senator Peter Welch.
Frankly, I think we're coming to the point where the president is going to have to make a profound decision, and that is, are we going to stop sending U.S. munitions to Israel that are used in Gaza?
The U.S. gives Israel more than $3 billion worth of military aid every year and has approved another transfer that includes more than 1,000 500- and 2,000-pound bombs.
The United States' support for Israel's ability to defend itself from a range of threats, not just Hamas, remains ironclad.
CBS News has learned that on their phone call today, President Biden asked Prime Minister Netanyahu to allow more aid into Gaza right away by opening specific gates and establishing more safe routes. And tonight, Nora, we have just learned that Netanyahu has followed through, allowing the opening of the Eretz Gate in the north of Gaza for the first time since the conflict began, along with two other aid corridors.
That is some new reporting just coming from Nancy Cordes at the White House. Thank you, Nancy. Officials with the World Central Kitchen are demanding an independent investigation into the attack on the convoy that its founder, Chef Jose Andres, says was targeted deliberately. And we're also hearing from the family of Jacob Flickinger, the dual American and Canadian citizen who was killed in the airstrikes. Here's CBS's Holly Williams.
And it's a major disaster.
The parents of Jacob Flickinger, one of the seven aid workers killed by Israel's military and a dual U.S.-Canadian citizen, told CBS News today their son was exceptional.
He was hesitant to go. He's a new father. He has a beautiful 18-month-old son.
Israel says the targeting of World Central Kitchen's convoy, all three cars apparently hit with precision strikes, was a mistake and a case of misidentification.
All I can say at the moment is to offer my apologies and say that we share in the grief.
A spokesman for Israel's government insisted today that Israel is setting a, quote, new gold standard in preventing civilian casualties.
And yet, President Biden has said that this was not a standalone incident and Israel has not done enough to protect civilians. I mean, is that a wake-up call for Israel?
Our fight is with Hamas, not the people of Gaza, and we will do our utmost to limit civilian casualties on both sides.
But others believe Israel is falling far short of that.
This strike is indicative of a pattern that the IDF has shown of targeting negligence. Callousness towards civilians.
Wes Bryant is a retired master sergeant who served in the U.S. Air Force.
Well, at least one vehicle was clearly marked and the other two were very clearly a part of that convoy. And that right there would have been one of the checks to say, hey, wait, this is a yellow flag or a red flag here.
World Central Kitchen had been providing around 250,000 meals per day before suspending its work in Gaza, a place where the United Nations has said the entire population of over 2 million is facing high levels of acute food insecurity. Nora.
It's an urgent situation. Holly Williams, thank you. Hundreds of thousands of homes are without power in Maine and New Hampshire tonight after a powerful April snowstorm slammed New England. CBS's Christina Rex reports on this deadly spring nor'easter.
A spring nor'easter dumped more than a foot of snow in parts of Maine. It came down hard and fast, proving too much for this snowplow.
Uh-oh.
Icy power lines sparked widespread outages. By midday, 40% of power customers in Maine were in the dark. The storm turned deadly after strong winds toppled trees, killing two drivers in Pennsylvania and another two outside New York City. In Derry, New Hampshire, officials believe a woman was killed after a tree fell on the home, causing a propane tank to explode. Here in Massachusetts, 60-mile-an-hour winds and strong waves battered the coast, causing street flooding and property damage.
You know, wave must have hit like window high and just come through.
Patrick Foley is cleaning up after a high wave crashed through the door of his beachfront home again.
This is the second time this has happened in the last 3 months.
This is just from today.
This is all part of the storm system that started on the West Coast last weekend, where heavy rain caused part of Highway 1 in Big Sur to collapse, cutting off the coastal community. Officials now urging residents to evacuate ahead of more storms to come.
I'm just going to go stay at a hotel in town for a couple of days and wait till after the rains and see how it goes.
Back here in Salisbury, the cleanup is underway. This storm has worsened beach erosion in this area and is threatening homes. Homeowners want the state to step in to protect their houses. Nora?
Christina Rex, thank you very much. A member of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs is apologizing and taking full responsibility for his part in a high-speed accident. Photos taken after the crash appear to show Rasheed Rice leaving the scene of the six-car crash. Tonight, his attorney says he is cooperating with the police. CBS's Omar Villafranca has the details from Dallas.
We have a report of a major accident on the freeway.
Tonight, Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rasheed Rice taking full responsibility for his role in this multi-vehicle crash that took place Saturday.
He has fully cooperated with the Dallas Police Department. Rasheed was not running from anybody, trying to hide from anyone, but wanted to cooperate, which we've done.
His attorney said Rice admitted to police he was driving the Lamborghini SUV seen speeding alongside a Corvette that led to a six-car chain reaction crash on Dallas's North Central Expressway. Photos obtained by TMZ Sports show Rice and others apparently walking away from the wreckage on the highway without stopping to see if anyone needed help. Two drivers were treated at the scene, and two other passengers were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Rice posted on Instagram late yesterday, saying, "I take full responsibility for my part in this matter and will continue to cooperate with the necessary authorities. I sincerely apologize to everyone impacted." The rising NFL star is from a Dallas suburb. He was the Chiefs' second-round pick last year. His lawyer says Rice will speak to the public soon.
He's going to do everything in his power to bring their life back to as normal as possible in terms of injuries, in terms of property damage.
Dallas police are still investigating. So far, no charges have been filed. The NFL says they are monitoring the situation. Nora?
Omar Villafranca, thank you very much. Overseas search and rescue teams in Taiwan are working around the clock in a desperate race to save hundreds of people who are trapped after the biggest earthquake to hit the island in 25 years. Take a look at this terrifying new video of when the quake first hit. Look at these large boulders just crashing down a hill and slamming onto a highway as cars hit reverse to try and escape the danger. Emergency workers trekked into the mountains to rescue hikers who were stranded after massive landslides wiped out the roads, blocking their path out. At least 10 people have died and more than 1,000 others injured. Back here in the U.S., financial relief could soon be coming for hundreds of small businesses impacted by the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. The federal government is offering low-interest loans to help compensate for the loss of revenue. CBS's Chris Van Cleve has more now on the disaster's economic toll.
A couple inches beyond my fingertips.
This is our first look at the murky conditions facing divers working to clear the wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
That view looks like being in the middle of a snowstorm with high beams on. That's the complication that our divers are navigating right now.
The twisted, mangled mess of steel and concrete is blocking the shipping channel, largely cutting off the Port of Baltimore, which handled nearly $81 billion of international cargo last year.
Most of that is moved by small, independent truckers that are now out of business. They're desperate, and we want to make sure they get all the help that they need.
We would normally see people in and out picking and packing and loading up trucks.
For Miranda Summer, a quiet warehouse is bad for the bottom line. Almost immediately, the bridge collapse hit her Baltimore trailer and storage business.
Nobody needs storage when they don't have product to store in it.
How worried are you about your business surviving?
We're hoping to adjust and make the changes, but we definitely, it's the unknown right now.
Summer says she started the application process for a low-interest loan from the Small Business Administration. Already, more than 500 businesses from five states and Washington, D.C. have sought SBA aid of up to $2 million.
The local impact can be devastating for some of the small businesses.
SBA Administrator Isabel Guzman.
We're trying to be as responsive as quickly as possible. Of our disaster loans, the economic injury process can take up to a couple of weeks.
Why can't those loans get out the door faster?
We got to work with the business to assess the true impact that we've had. Our first approval already, it can be a streamlined process as well.
Now, several senior White House officials have been in touch with major employers here in the Baltimore area, urging them to maintain their current staffing levels. President Biden plans to be here in Baltimore tomorrow to see the relief efforts in person. Nora?
Chris Van Cleve, thank you very much. Millions of dollars in cash vanishes in a money heist that looks like it's from a movie script. That's next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tonight, what is now considered one of the largest cash heists in Los Angeles history. Thieves walking away with up to $30 million in a story that sounds like a Hollywood movie. CBS's Elise Preston reports that authorities are baffled.
In a promotional video, security firm GardaWorld says, "We earn our reputation by earning your trust." Who violated that trust is still a mystery. CBS News confirms the theft of up to $30 million appears to have been a sophisticated operation. It's never a mystery in the movies.
$150 million without breaking a sweat.
But for this real-life heist, a law enforcement source says thieves came in through the roof without triggering alarms on Easter Sunday. One employee spoke anonymously.
They checked to make sure that the alarm was set up. So, you know, just to think that they were able to go through the security system and get away with all that money, it's a shocker.
The company is an international security giant with 132,000 employees in more than 20 countries. GardaWorld's armored trucks bring in cash collected from places like pharmacies, grocery stores, and ATMs to be processed here at this fenced-off, nondescript business park. Retired LAPD Detective Moses Castillo says there's only one conclusion.
I believe there's no doubt that this had to be an inside job.
The FBI and LAPD have launched a manhunt to catch the thieves. Elise Preston, CBS News, Los Angeles.
A small town in Illinois marks the spot where not one, but two total solar eclipses meet. That story next. Cities and towns in more than a dozen states are in the path of Monday's historic total eclipse. But one small town in Illinois can be considered the eclipse capital of the U.S. Here's CBS's Roxana Saberi.
Call it a cosmic coincidence. In southern Illinois, the village of Macanda is preparing for another total solar eclipse.
There's two solar eclipses that will be crisscrossing, and Macanda will be in the center of the X.
X marks the spot where the path of the last eclipse in 2017 intersects the one coming on Monday, a phenomenon that on average occurs only once every 375 years.
We've got porta-potties coming. We've got dumpsters coming.
Festival coordinator Debbie Dunn is hoping for thousands of visitors like last time, when the moon completely blocked the sun for 2 minutes and 42 seconds.
I actually got emotional, and it was like so totally unexpected.
Back then, artist Dave Dardis told CBS News' Adriana Diaz this orange line running through his shop represented the center line of the moon's shadow.
How do you feel knowing you'll experience it twice?
If I'm still alive, I think that'll be quite great.
You are alive.
Get to see it again.
Now the 75-year-old is repainting and creating 1,000 pieces of jewelry just for this celestial occasion.
It feels great, especially if you can make some money while you're feeling great and sharing it with friends.
After Monday, the next total solar eclipse in the U.S. will be in 2044, though not in Makanda.
This is it, the last one.
You don't need to see three?
Don't need to see three.
But folks here say they already can't believe their astronomically good luck.
Just asking for one is enough, but two?
Roxana Saberi, CBS News, Makanda, Illinois.
That is some great reporting and storytelling. Heart of America is next with a first grade student who turned into a hero.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give. But what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Finally, tonight's Heart of America, and this is a good one. Meet a 7-year-old Angel, as in Max Angel, from Malden, Massachusetts. Max is a first grader at Linden Steam Academy, and he's still learning how to read and write. But he's already getting extra credit for his quick thinking during a medical emergency. When Max's pregnant teacher, Jessica Mulo, passed out during a lesson, well, he rushed to the nurse's office to get help. Max says this was a lesson he learned at home.
My dad helped me because he taught me to help others. And if I didn't help, I knew that, like, that could have ended badder than it happened.
Well, thankfully, Miss Mulo and her baby are doing fine, and Max was given an award for his bravery. What a kind and courageous young boy. Max Angel, tonight's Heart of America. And that's tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.